Blackstone presents A Brew Most Bitter by Summer Prescott. This book is read by Sophie Amos.
Prologue. The floors of her precious roastery groaned in protest as Margaret surveyed the damage, their loud squawks echoing in the coffee shop. There were no chattering customers in the warm leather-clothed booths, and the rising pitch of the cranky espresso machine had been stilled, so the floor's creaks shattered the silence, announcing their decades-long of faithful service as though they expected to be given a medal for them. Like wounds, lurid brown stains defiled the wide, time-worn planks of the pinewood floors below the counter. Whoever had done the horrific deed right there in the shop, that Margaret loved more dearly than most people, had clearly underestimated her, or had made a serious error in judgment by thinking that they might actually be cleverer than she. Their desperate attempt to hide the crime had backfired, for it was that very smoky fragrance of Liberica beans that guided her toward the back room. Margaret had followed her nose and had discovered a murder. The victim's body had been stashed in a room so small that the door couldn't even open fully and would hit the back wall rather than swinging wide to allow access. When Margaret found her, the door had pressed up against the young woman's slight frame. With a gasp of horror and realization, Margaret had recognized her. Allison, she had called herself. Margaret isn't morbid and found no thrill in her discovery. She would want that to be made clear. But she believes in dotting her I's and crossing her T's, thank you very much. So she gave the still form a second look before reaching for her phone. She wanted to see if the poor dead girl still wore the pretty little ring that she had had on, the one that Margaret had asked about the day that Allison came up to her office for a job interview. The coffee shop owner had watched more than enough true crime shows to know that theft could certainly be a motive for such a dastardly deed. Her interview with Allison had been the strangest one that she had ever conducted. Allison, a seemingly bright and intelligent young woman, had asked Margaret far more questions about the history of the building than about what might be involved if she were hired as a barista. Margaret rolled her shoulders back, stress making them crackle and
sample complete. Ready to continue?